Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Y'all got to put your seatbelts on. Check, check, check. Can y'all hear me okay? We're going in deep. Running a little bit late getting this thing started because there's so much material that we always have to get through to get production lined up. So y'all bear with us and be flexible as we're going through this entire translation process. Over this entire year, 2024, we've been in the trenches here over a year plus in translation efforts to get to this point, and it's only going up higher. It's only going to get much more intense as we blow up all these deceptions. So thank you, my dear wife, for letting me know. Mic check, mic check. That's good. Hey, family, Shabbat Shalom to everyone. Shabbat Shalom. What is today? This is the last day of the real new year. Did y'all know that? This is the last day of the real new year on the real calendar of Yahuwah. Okay, so tomorrow, let's do this. We're going to talk about like this is the pagan month of March. So it's 3/10, right? That's the last day of the real new year. Okay, so tomorrow, 3/11, pagan day, March 11th on the Gregorian pagan calendar. That's going to be new moon day for the entire world. And that starts off the real new year. So we get to celebrate the new year together. More than likely, we'll be doing a special live stream again tomorrow as we get everybody prepared for the new year. We got all the feasts coming up. We got the document being nailed down for, you know, how to properly observe the Passover, the Pesach. So we're going to get all that information out to you so y'all can rest assured that all these things you need to be prepared, we will be getting them out. Big shout out to my dad. All right. Big love, Daddy. Good to see you here. We got, let's do some shout outs here. Who we got on the set already before we go in and blow up so much deception? Y'all are going to be shocked. Shout out to Jamie Galloway is in the building. What's going on, Jamie? Upstate South Carolina. Sophia. Macomb, Mississippi. Luya coming in from Melbourne, Florida. YBH Hopkins. Good to see you. Emily Aguilar down in Mexico. Veracruz, Mexico. Patrice, our awesome sister over in Asheville, North Carolina. Brian Robertson, got him in Fort Pierce. Mike coming in from Colorado. Yamani, Raleigh, North Carolina. Suhey coming in from Camden, New Jersey. Of course, we're here in South America, Cali, Colombia. Over 2 million people in this city, so you know we're going to be spreading the word all over. Our sister Amber House coming in from Illinois. Joyful Noise. Erica from New Mexico. Duran coming in from Georgia via Miami. Catherine Tillman, good to see you. Shabbat Shalom, good to see you. Aaron Cruz, our brother, coming in Pennsylvania. We got Gold Rush. Good to see you, Rush. Brian coming in Brooklyn, New York. Robert Arenson coming in from Portugal. All right. Daniel Libby, doing Arizona. Come on, look at all these folks coming in. Randy coming in from Missouri. This is awesome. Michael Fickick, our brother, coming in from Maryland. I love it. Donna Steele's in the building. Randall coming in from Florida. Sean coming in from Seattle, Washington. Ebony Joe coming in from Colorado. Look at this. We're all over the place. Italy. Hold on. We got Italy and Olivetti. We got Italy in the building. Hold on, is that a new country for us? I think I got to put that on the list because we're adding them every day. Do we got Italy? Yeah, we already got Italy. Italy again, coming back in. Don't y'all love it? Then we're all over the place. Elizabeth is in here from Ghana, Africa. I love that. Pops coming in from Kentucky. That's Jay Sr. All right. I love it. Chris Roy, Las Vegas. Catherine Tillman. Left Timber. Botswana. Hold on. Is Botswana on our list? Botswana. New one. That's a new one. Botswana's got to go on the list. Botswana, Africa. New country for Promote the Truth. I love Yahuwah. Won't y'all drop some fire emojis and I love Yahuwah in the chat. Let people from all over the world know You love Yahuwah. Before we get this good juicy word, coming in, Jermaine Ford coming in from Minnesota. Dwight Bryant coming in from South Carolina. Lisa Austin, Maryland's in here. Michelle Gillikin, Georgia. I see y'all. Marquise coming in from Malibu. Is that Mark? Is that Mark? Who is that? Mark in Malibu. It's Mark in Malibu, California. Beautiful location. All right. If I didn't get you, y'all know I love you. I got to go in, though. James Harris, I see you. You know I got to go in on this one. Left Timber coming in. All right. Alisa, Seattle, Washington. Chris Roy. Now I'm going in. I just want to warm it up. Here's what we got to do. We got to work together as a team. We got to get the algorithm jumping. We got to get more souls saved because people have been intentionally misled. Everybody stop what you're doing now. Hit the like button. So if you're on YouTube or over on Facebook, hit the like button. Do that first and foremost. As soon as everybody hits the like button, that's going to get the algorithm jumping. And if you got those hearts or you got those 100s, that you pump those up, it gets the algorithm. Hit the share button. You're going to see on your YouTube, on your Facebook, you can share this out. You can tag friends over on Facebook. On YouTube, you can share it out on your TikTok. You can share it over on your Instagram. You can share it on your Facebook. You can share it all over the place. Share it to two or three different places. That makes you a disciple. That makes you disciplined. That's where disciple, you know, we get discipline out of disciple. Check this out. That means that you are part of the Great Commission where you're going forth and making disciples out of all nations. With these revelations, we're tearing down strongholds left and right. It's like almost amazing how much we're tearing it down. Now, I got to tell y'all, again, I always ask y'all to pray for your brother because the translation process is intense, especially when you're sitting here ripping to shreds all these deceptions. Now, we got to understand in the Greek translations, so all the New Testaments that you see out there today, almost every one of them come out of what's called the Greek translations, derived from what's called the Septuagint and the Latin Vulgate. The Textus Receptus first came out in the year 1516 to get it over into English. Rather than them using the original text of things like the Peshitta that were written in Aramaic. Now, why is the Aramaic so important? Because at the time Yahusha, the Messiah, the Mashiach, came to earth, the dominant language that was spoken on a day-to-day basis in Yisrael, right, what we call Israel, was Aramaic, not Abari, not Hebrew. That wasn't the dominant language. Now, in the synagogues, in the temples, right, they spoke Hebrew, okay, because they had the Tanakh, which is the Old Testament. So they spoke Hebrew over in the synagogues, and they read from the Tanakh that was only written in Abari, Hebrew. All right, so that's when they would talk and keep their language, their original tongue, they would speak it there. When Yahusha went into the temple, he was reading and speaking, right, primarily Abari, which we call Hebrew, okay? Now, when they went out in the streets, when they were talking to people and talking to the masses, the language was Aramaic. This has been factually studied, historically and scientifically proven. This is what was going on. So all the note keeping, all the text, all the letters, all the transactions that were going on were happening primarily in Aramaic. And the New Testament, which is really called the Brit Hadash, okay? That New Testament was originally written in the language of the people who wrote it. So who wrote it? Well, we have these 20 plus books, 25, 26, 27, 30 or more books. There's going to be some books that hasn't got in there that we'll make sure on additional editions of the True Scriptures, we will scrub and we will be adding those that pass the litmus test on accuracy. Right now, we got over 400,000 errors, family, that we deal with when you go and deal with the Greek translations. Now, there's a man named Erasmus, Isn't that kind of funny? Sound like a rascal, right? Erasmus, who wanted to bring the text into the English language, rather than him selecting the Aramaic, which was the tongue that they were speaking. All the books of the New Testament were written primarily in Aramaic, except four books, which we've identified. So four of the New Testament books were written in Aramaic. Instead of him taking those books from the Aramaic, and they're there because the Peshitta proves it, 360 different translations, virtually identical. No, you don't see any significant, if at all, errors in the Peshitta. All right there, right there. Instead of him taking that, he decided to get hoodwinked into what went down in 325 AD. Now, everybody and their mama and their daddy and their great grandmamas and grandmamas and grandpas and aunts and uncles and cousins and friends have been hoodwinked into believing that the New Testament was written originally in Greek. If you go talk to every seminary, college, school, all biblical scholars, right? Almost every one of them are going to tell you, I'm talking about 95, maybe 98 to 99% are going to tell you, the New Testament was originally written in Greek. And that is asinine, because they already admit they translated the Greek from the Aramaic. None of them wrote their testaments, wrote their letters, including Shaul, Paul. None of them wrote their letters in Greek. None of them. They all were writing their letters in their language. Now, other people wanted to translate it into the commerce language of Greek. That was their prerogative. But it was originally penned and written. Like, if you got someone like Yahuhanan, you got someone like Yehuda, Jude, right? You got someone like Yaakov, James. You got these people that were right there with the Savior. Luke, right? You got people right there with him. You got to understand? Kappa, Peter, they're right there with him. They did not know any Greek. So I don't understand why that's so difficult for the world to understand. Oh, other than Hazum, Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 has actually come true. Satan goes about and deceives the entire world. So it says in scripture that the entire world would be deceived. It's happened. So the first thing that you're going to be able to have to do to get revelation of the truth is humble yourself and admit, you know what? I was fooled. It's just that simple. Just go ahead and humble yourself. You see everybody putting in the chat. You got to get un-Greeked. You've been Greekified. That's a new one for y'all today. Everybody listening to me, you've been Greekified. You've been Greeked up. They done pressed this stuff on us so heavy because the Greek culture is all about idolism. It's all about paganism. It's all about Greek gods, mythical gods. Y'all know this, Zeus, right? Y'all know all these different ones that are out there. The Hollywood is enthralled with all these Greek gods. Apollo, they go on and on and on, right? So we know that we gotta get un-Greeked because we've been Greekified. What happened? What in the world happened is that Satan pulled it off. So he used this man called Constantine, which was a Roman ruler. I don't even know if we get what we understand this. See, most of us living in free societies, we got these governments and there's checks and balances, so-called. They still, most of them are corrupt, in my opinion. But they do deception now, and they cloak it. They hide it in bills, and they get little agencies and administrative agencies and three-letter agencies to run havoc on the people around the world, right? Okay. So they just don't blatant come out and just nail people. Everything now is done primarily through deception. A Roman ruler is like the king, is like the dictator. When that king and dictator says something, you better do it. And they would make you would die if you didn't do it. They would persecute you, whip you, strip you, burn you. It, men, you would get testicles cut off. Ladies would get breasts cut off in the open ring. They feed you to lions. So you know what? That type of persecution made a lot of people cow down, get afraid, and it made people scatter out all over the place. And so the message was able to get watered down. Now, 321 to 325, they all get together. They all get together. Who? Hundreds of these bishops, hundreds of these different religious rulers, every one of them. Are y'all going to listen to what I'm saying now? Every one of them follow pagan deities. So you got this council that comes together and they're talking about, we got to decide one universal deity for the entire Roman rule, which is pretty much the world. Y'all got to understand that. See, we're not taking that into consideration most of the time. Daniel Bacote said, let's do some kingdom business with that super. Love you, brother. We're not picking that up. This is serious. So they get together and they decide which books are going to stay in the canon, quote, the Bible, the scriptures, and they decide what's going to come out. And then they decide on the wording that would be used in the scriptures. So they knew Yahushua was here. They knew about all the prophets. They knew all this stuff. They knew it was all true. But they said, we can't fit that into our pagan deities. We got to cover it up. We got to cover this up and make what everybody gives credibility to, we got to shift it to the credibility of our deities. And that's what happened. Fact. So we know that they ended up saying we're going to worship two primary deities. We're going to take on Zeus, Jesus, and we're going to take on Krishna. That way we can get more of the people on board here. So two pagans were adopted to create Jesus Krishna, or AKA now today, Jesus Christ. This is a fact. It's a fact. Only thing you can do is just say, I don't want to believe it. But just because you say, I don't believe it, don't mean it didn't happen. This is historical. This is in the history books what went down. Okay. Once you understand that went down, and then all the Greek influence comes into it. Now, how did all this Greek influence come into it? You got rulers like Ptolemy out of Alexandria, right? So over there in Egypt, believe it or not, Greek conquered Egypt at once upon a time. And Ptolemy, the ruler, he wanted his own version of the scriptures in his language, Greek. So he commissioned it. And he got together 70 plus writers that were going to translate from the Hebrew over into the Greek. Now, we know this as the Septuagint. Septa means 70. Are y'all following this? All right. So when they do that, then you got the slants with Constantine put in it. And all those high level religious leaders were saying, we want this geared towards Zeus and Krishna. That's how we want everything written. Then you get the progression of the years by the time you get up to 1516. So imagine going from 325 AD up to 1516 AD when the Textus Receptus is released by who? Erasmus. Erasmus, he used what Ptolemy, the Greek ruler of Alexandria, he used the writings primarily to create the New Testament into English. Are y'all following me? Put something in the chat if y'all follow me so far, okay? Let me know you're following me. You got Ptolemy, who was a ruler. And Ptolemy, that ruler, that Greek ruler was dominant. He wants his own language of the scriptures. He gets 72 people together, and then they translate what Matityahu wrote, Matthew, Markumi, Mark, Luca, Luke, Yahuhanan, John, all them wrote stuff, and the historians prove it. Papias, Irenaeus, Jerome, they all confirm those original writings were in the Aramaic, in the Hebrew language. They all confirm it. And these people are Greek. They're Greeked up too, but they are very respected scholars. And they confirm it. They got it in the writings. I show it to you on videos. Okay. So now, those 72 writers, what do you think if they love Zeus and they follow Mithra and all these other pagans, when they go to translate it over, how you think they're going to translate it? Do you think they're going to go, man, this person, Yahusha, who came, was actually Yahuwah. And so we got a call up on him. And then he says in the second commandment, we can't have no images or idols. And look, we got a whole castle full of idols. Do you think they were like, wow, we got to get rid of all these idols? What do you think they were thinking? Imagine old King Ptolemy, when he was reading and they were translating, and the second commandment came up and says, you can't have any idol because I curse you to your third and fourth generations. Think about it. This is just common sense. People act like this is, oh my gosh, I can't believe how this has happened. What do you mean? Look at the government today. Look at all these governments, how corrupt they are. You think they won't fool you? You think they won't trick you? Now, imagine going back that far, progressing all the way to 325, now come all the way up to 1516. And now, guess who's heavily involved by the time you get to 1516? Y'all ready? Put your seatbelts on. Because you know this is true what I'm going to tell you. The Catholic Church. Oh, yeah. Now you got the popes involved. Now you got the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church. You go from this Greek power over to the Roman power. That's what happened dealing with Constantine. And that power didn't get smaller. It kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And now you got the Roman rule that says, here's how these are to be translated. And then they do their translations. And everybody's got to understand, these people are pagan and idled up to the max. They love paganism. They love idols. They love it. So much so that the Roman Catholic Church in the Ten Commandments, huh? Think about this. In the Roman Commandments, y'all gotta pick this up. This is how important this is. In the Ten Commandments, I'm telling y'all something so clear. The Roman Church took the second commandment out. Did y'all know that? How many of y'all understand what I just said? They took the second commandment out. They took the 10th commandment and they divided it into two so they could still have 10. That is what has happened to this day. Did y'all know that? Did y'all know that the Catholic Church took the second commandment and threw it out of the scriptures? Did y'all know that? Who knew that? Put that in the chat if y'all knew that. Took the second commandment, threw the sucker out. We're going to get rid of it. They call it a sucker. We're going to throw this sucker out of here. We can't. Why did they throw that second commandment out? Why? Think about it. Everybody tell me what the second commandment is about in the chat. Let's go. Because we're in here working together today. Because when I read what I'm about to read, I got this all set up now. But we got to make sure What does the second commandment say? Come on. This is gonna get great. This ain't gonna be just good. This is gonna get great. I'm letting y'all put it in. Look at that. No idolatry. Go ahead. We're gonna let this get warmed up here. Hold on. I'm gonna go over here. I'm actually gonna probably put it in the chat from the True Scriptures. Let me see if I can grab it real quick. Let me see if I can grab it. This will be great if I got it right here. Let's see if I got it here. Yeah, I got it. Woo-wee. Shamut, Exodus chapter 20. Man, I got this in the True Scriptures too. Oh, yeah. All right, because we go to chapter 20 and we get right there. This is awesome. We start at verse 4. Now I'm gonna put this in the chat. Watch this. Watch how I'm gonna do this. Because this makes us have to get it. We got to make a decision. All right, so Shamut, Exodus 20, verse 4. Here we go, family. I'm going to put this verse 4. We're going to start it out. I mean, that commandment is so off the charts. He got it 4, 5, and 6. Yahuwah needed 3 verses for that one commandment. So 4 through 6. Here we go. We're going to rock it out. That's the beginning of it. All right, there goes 4. All right, now watch this. I'm not going to just put it in there in the English. So I put 4, 6. I'm going to put it in there. I'm going to put the Abari with it too. Okay, so I'm going to put the Hebrew in there. Because this is how you're supposed to do the word. You're supposed to use the word. All right, there it is. I'm going to put it. Matter of fact, I forgot to put it. So Shamut 20. We're going to start out with 4. And 4, I just put the Hebrew in of Shamut 24. Okay? Now, we're going to read that. We're going to start right there. You do not make for yourself a carved image or the likeness of anything that is in the heavens above or that is on the earth or that is in the waters of the earth. That's how the commandment starts out. Is that crystal clear? You do not make for yourself any carved image or any likeness of it, nothing to do with it, of anything that is in the heavens above or that is on the earth or that is in the waters of the earth. All right, now I'm going to put verse 5 in here. Yeah, we're going to put verse 5 in here. Let's put 5. Let's get it, y'all. We working today in the word, celebrating, worshiping. As we rest on the Shabbat, we working in that word. And watch this, 25. Here we go. Look what he says here. I'm going to put it in the Hebrew too in here. That way we got them both. I'm going to do it for all 3 of these verses. We're going to discuss this as I go ahead and explode and blow up 1 Corinthians chapter 8 that nobody's got right, that I haven't seen one person in the world got right, not one. We went over 60 different translations yesterday. And we could not find one in the 60 that's got it right. All right, here goes in Hebrew. All right, y'all got it? All right, now I'm gonna do verse 6. I'm gonna put that. Oh yeah, I think I can put that one together. Good. All right, so watch this, fam. Let's read verse 5. You do not bow down to them, nor serve them, for I, Yahuwah, your Elohim, am a jealous owl, mighty one, visiting the crookedness of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, those that hate me. So Yahuwah says, if you deal with any images, any idols, any idolatry in any form, he considers that you hate him. That's how strong he's dealing with this. Now watch this. Shamu, this Exodus 26. All right, here we go. Y'all got that one? Now look, I just put in the chat with the Abari right there with it. But showing love and kindness to thousands of them that love me and guard my commandments. All right, let's read it again. And you've got it now in the English, properly translated from the true scriptures with the Abari, the Hebrew with it. I gave it to you, right? Because this is critical to this teaching today. Let's do it again. I'm going to read it. Verse 4. Shamu, Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. You do not make for yourselves a carved image or the likeness of anything that is in the heavens above that is on the earth or that is in the waters of the earth. You do not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, Yahuwah, your Elohim, am a jealous Allah, visiting the crookedness of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generations of those that hate me, but showing love and kindness to thousands of them that love me and guard my commandments. Are we crystal clear on this, fam? Look at this. James said, straightforward to the point. Does it seem like in that commandment that Yahuwah is going to tolerate idolatry in any form, shape, or fashion? Does it seem like at all he would be tolerant of it? No, because he said when he put in the likeness of it, that means anything dealing with it. I don't want nothing around dealing with no imagery, no idolatry whatsoever. Don't you make it. Don't you bow down to it. Don't even have anything around your brain like it. No toleration. Okay? So everybody's got that in your knower. Well, what did they do with the Greek translation? They loaded it with idolatry. It's loaded. Listen here. I'm going to pick it up again. I just pick it up. This is trash. The Holy Bible, King James, this is trash, is loaded with idolatry, loaded with idolism. It violates the second commandment page after page after page. There's enough in here to make you think that this is righteous. See? But it's a counterfeit. It is trash. It has deceived the entire world. Yes, right. Like my wife just said, that's why Abraham destroyed all the idols from his parents' house. He knew. Can't mess with no idols. This is trash. Okay. But every one of your translations that you've been following, those of you that have any spirituality dealing with any religion whatsoever in your life, you are Greeked up. This is affected and impacted every single translation we found out there today. Everyone. And this includes everyone. I think we own all of the ones that have removed the pagan names. And they've restored the true names. So Yahuwah and Yahusha. They've restored the prophet's proper names, right? The spellings are off here and there. But guess what? At least they got that done. But guess what didn't happen? That Greek influence is so thick. They want to have shook it. They just ain't shook it. We went over 60 translations yesterday. So what I'm going to do now, this is going to be crazy. I got emotional about it. I got to let y'all know. I got a little Abraham yesterday. Abraham is the real name. I got a little Abraham yesterday. Lena will tell you, I got upset. I got upset yesterday. I felt like Abraham, go through the house and tear up everything. This is rip stuff up. When I got through translating 1 Corinthians chapter 8, I just finished that one yesterday. When I got through translating 1 Corinthians chapter 8, I said, how could I and you, we, us, and anybody that has any salt about them whatsoever, how could we have tolerated this long? We're reading it over and over, right in our face, and we're tolerating it. I'm going to explain it to you. I'm going to go in, oh, King James. I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians. I'm going to start there. Then I'm going to give you like the modern English version to where it's very understandable because most people don't understand the old English. But I'm going to make you understand what King James Version is saying. You're going to know it today. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 from the King James is only 13 verses. So bear with me. Y'all ready? We going in. Now, as touching things offered unto idols. So Paul, Shaul, he getting ready to talk to the people at Corinth, what we call Corinth. See, the Corinth or Corinth. He's going to talk to the believers there in Yahuwah. They are asking him, can you please, they wrote him a letter and said, could you please tell us about how we should deal with foods or things that are offered to idols? All right. Y'all want me to go in? Put some fire emojis in there. I don't even think I should go in. So y'all put, we got to have at least 10 people put some fire emojis in the chat because you already smell it. I just read the first line. Watch this. Now, as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we have knowledge. Okay? That's the first sentence. Put some fire emojis in the chat. Because we get ready to talk about idols. Because they're asking him, Shaul, brother Shaul, emissary, apostle, could you tell us how we're supposed to deal with these foods, meats, and different foods that are offered to idols? Thank you for all. Now we got the fire emojis rocking. Come on. I see you, Michelle. See you, Sylvia. Come on. Watch this, Lisa. Watch this. I'm reading King James, and then I'm going to read it in the English as you understand. Knowledge puffed up, but charity edifieth. All right? He says, now as touching things, he says, I'm going to talk, touching means I'm going to talk about things offered unto idols. We know that we have knowledge. Us that are Yahuans, we know we got knowledge. But knowledge that's puffed up, knowledge can get you puffed up, get you arrogant. But charity or love, it builds other people up. Verse 2. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. 3. But if any man love G-O-D. Thank you, Duran. Brother Duran with that super. I love you, man. You the man. Kingdom business. But if any man love G-O-D, pagan, the same is known of him. Verse 4. As concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols. Okay, so now he's saying, I'm now going to talk to you about these foods offered to idols. We know that an idol is nothing in the world and that there is none other than G-O-D but one. So there is none other G-O-D but one. All right, another pagan term. Now he's talking about idols. He said, I want to talk to you about these foods, but you know, idols, they really don't exist anyway. He goes, for though there be that are called G-O-Ds, gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, verse 6, but to us, there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him. And one Lord, Jesus Christ, another pagan. So now we're dealing with multiple pagans and we're dealing with idolism. Hold on. By whom all things, and we by him. So it says, Lord, pagan, Jesus Christ, pagan, by whom are all things, and we by him. 7, howbeit, there is not in every man that knowledge. For some with conscience of the idol until this hour eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. 8, but meat commendeth us not to God, for neither if we eat are we the better, neither if we eat not are we the worse. 9, but take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. What is this translation talking about, family? He just said, isn't it confusing, number one? I agree. I think it's confusing. Y'all believe it's confusing? But we do know he's talking about foods that are offered to idols. Okay? Now, we just went over the second commandment in Yahuwah, how he feels about idols, didn't we? Now watch. It's 9. But take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours. What liberty of yours? So he's talking to believers in Yahuwah. And he says they got some type of liberty. Okay. In this translation, he says, this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. So what liberty is it that they would have that Shaul's talking about? Paul, in this case, in this pagan translation, what liberty is he talking about? Hold on, 10. For if any man see thee, which hast knowledge, sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols? And through thy knowledge, 11, and through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died. 12, but when ye sin so against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, ye sin against Christ. Final verse, 13. Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. Okay. I just read the Greek translation in old English, which is what King James is written in. Okay. This is the most respected quote scriptures in the world, fam. It's trash. Hardly anybody can understand what I read. Right? Hardly anybody can understand it. Okay. So let me tell you, the people that do have current knowledge of the Greek, let me translate. I'm going to read the same 13 verses, but I'm going to show you something from a version. I'm not going to go here. So it'll be interesting. I'm going to go get a translation. Let's go get a translate. Let's go grab. Now, I went through 60. And all of them are pretty much the same, okay? I went through 60. This includes ones that have removed the pagan names, okay? So I'm going to go over to, let's do the CEV version, the Contemporary English version, because that's more up-to-date language, right? Let's get that one. Let's go for that one, okay? So I'm going to read the same thing, but in very plain to understand English. Y'all ready? Here we go. This is from Paul to the people at Corinth. Corinth or Corinthi. This is Paul, Shaul writing to him. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, 1 through 13. I'm going to read it. In your letter, you asked me about food offered to idols. All of us know something about this subject. But knowledge makes us proud of ourselves, while love makes us helpful to others. In fact, people who think that they know so much don't know anything at all. But G.O.D. has no doubts about who loves him. Four, even though food is offered to idols, we know that none of the idols in this world are alive. After all, there is only one G.O.D. Verse 5, many things in heaven and on earth are called gods and lords. And if he is the, gods and lords, but none of them really are gods or lords. Y'all follow me so far? Verse 6, we only have one G.O.D. and he is the Father. He created everything and we live for him. J-E-S-U-S, who they call Jesus Christ, pagan, right, is our only Lord, pagan word. Everything was made by him, and by him life was given to us. Verse 7, all right, put your seatbelts on. Pay attention to what the Greek translation is really saying. Pay attention. Verse 7, not everyone knows these things. In fact, many people have grown up with the belief that idols have life in them. So when they eat meat offered to idols, they are bothered by a weak conscience. Y'all hear that? So in this translation, it says, when these people eat meat that's offered to idols, they are bothered because they have a weak conscience. Not because it violates the second commandment. In this translation, it's saying because they got a weak conscience, that's why it offends them if they eat meat that's offered to idols. Hold on. Verse 8. But food doesn't bring us any closer to G.O.D. We are no worse off if we don't eat, or no better off if we do. Pay close attention to what I'm about to read. In this Greek translation to English, which is just breaking down in very plain language what King James is saying. Listen to verse 9 carefully. Y'all ready? Seatbelts. Don't cause problems for someone with a weak conscience just because you have the right to eat anything. Did y'all hear what I just read? Did y'all hear what I just read? In this translation, they got Paul saying, don't cause problems for someone with a weak conscience just because you have the right to eat anything. Do you and I, as followers of Yahuwah, have the right to eat anything? Do we? Yes or no? No. Just because, for example, this glass, if I bust it up and start chewing it and I decide to eat it, it doesn't make it food. We don't have the right to eat anything we want. We only have the right to eat what is considered food. And Yahuwah gives us a list of what he considers food. He says there are clean things to eat and there are unclean things to eat. But he dang sure says have nothing to do with idols. Are y'all with me? So this Greek translation just said, I'm going to read it one more time. 1 Corinthians 8, chapter 8, verse 9, as plain English from the King James. They took this from the King James and put it in plain English. Don't cause problems for someone with a weak conscience just because you have the right to eat anything. Watch this. Everybody now pay extra close attention to verse 10, and you're about to really, I don't know if y'all going to be disturbed like I was yesterday. I was ready like Abraham, tear idols down everywhere. And that's what I'm doing today. Hallelujah. Y'all ready? I'm going in. Verse 10. You know all this, and so it doesn't bother you to eat in the temple of an idol. Did y'all hear? what I just read? They are saying in their Greek translation, they are translating Paul, Shaul, to say this. You know all this, so it doesn't bother you to eat in the temple of an idol. Can y'all believe what you just heard? Hold on. But suppose a person with a weak conscience sees you and decides to eat food that has been offered to idols. So what Paul is saying here in this Greek translation, that's what everybody's been following. They got Paul saying, but suppose the person with the weak conscience sees you and decides to eat food that has been offered to idols. They got Paul saying it's okay to eat food that has been offered to idols in the temple of idols. Can y'all believe what I'm reading to you all? Y'all don't know how, listen, let me put it up on the screen. Sometimes I forget. How important is the True Scriptures Project, TSNT.org, when y'all see me sit here in broad daylight and pull out some of the most gross deceptions ever? And it keeps going on. Hold on. I'm going to read 10 again because it's really disturbing. You know all this, and so it doesn't bother you to eat in the temple of an idol. But suppose a person with a weak conscience sees you and decides to eat food that has been offered to idols. Verse 11. Then what you know has destroyed someone that Christ died for. He's saying that Christ died. They're saying in their Greek translation that their Christ, pagan, died so that people could go eat meat offered to idols in an idol's temple. That's what they just translated, family. That's what they just translated. And then they say, hey, if you go ahead and if they see you in there doing it, and then you, they can get destroyed. Now watch. 12. When you sin by hurting a follower with a weak conscience, you sin against Christ. 13. So if I hurt one of the LORDs, Lord's followers, pagan, by what I eat, I will never eat meat as long as I live. Can y'all believe it? Imagine, that's right, joyful noise. What if Brother Shaul was standing right here with us right now? What would he say about this mess? You see? Now, we got notice here. Let me go get the notice. Because Coppa told us that the twisted people were going to do this. You remember? Coppa told us. Coppa's Peter. He told us. He said, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to read it to you. I translated this too. Second Peter, second Coppa, right? Let's go on. As he's finishing up his writings here, let's see what 2 Peter, what he writes. Watch this. I'm gonna go to 2 Coppa, the 2 Peter, chapter 3. I'm gonna go 15 through 18. Peter's talking. The rock is Yahuwah, who Yahusha, when he was here, said, I'm gonna build my entire assembly on Coppa. So Coppa tells us about this. He says, remember, the master is patient because he wants more people to be saved. This is also what our dear brother Shaul, Paul, said when he wrote to you according to the wisdom Alua had given him. Verse 16, Shaul talks about these things in all his letters, but some of the things can be hard to understand. Those who are ignorant and unstable destroy themselves by twisting what Shaul says. They do the same things with other scriptures too. So look, Coppa warned us that people were going to take Shaul's writings and they were going to twist them to their own destruction. You see, he said, this is what's going to happen. They're going to twist it. Now, did y'all hear how twisted this Greek has got? Imagine that was in the Aramaic writing, right? So he said they're going to take the Aramaic writing and twist it. Imagine what they did when they went and took it to the Greek pagan writing, what they did with Shaul's words. We keep seeing it one time after the next. Now, how many of y'all would love to hear the real translation from the Aramaic scriptures as translated by people who have Yahuwah in them that know the idioms and the ways of Yahuwah? And now we take Shaul's writings in the Aramaic and then we go and we write it the way it should be. Daniel Bacote, kingdom business in the building. Love you, Daniel. He's doing some kingdom business. Y'all want me? Because when I read what I'm going to read, we're going to tear it down. I'm telling you. Lena saw me. 13 verses. I was having to study over these verses like a half a day. Go back and forth. I'm looking at the Aramaic words. Now, if I show you how the Aramaic words lay out, you're going to be like, wow, who can really understand that? If I show you the Greek words laid out, you're going to go, wow, who can understand? Y'all going to be like, because if you do little word for word for word for word, it sounds crazy, right? You got to know how to translate that over into the language that you speak, which is the original message of that. How many of y'all would love for me to read 1 Corinthians? Let me give y'all that. Let me give y'all the Hebrew so y'all got this. How you spell Corinthians for real. That way everybody is on the same page here. Here we go, fam. Y'all know I give y'all the juice. I'm going to put it in the chat. Now, here you go. 1 Corinthians. First of all, I'm going to tell you how to spell Corinthians. Corinthians. Here you go. Here you go, fam. Y'all deserve to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, Yahuwah. Right? That's how you really spell Corinthians. Corinthians. So here's the real translation. I got it over here. Put your seatbelts on. Yeah, I got it right here. Y'all sure y'all ready for this? Because y'all look at the difference in the real translation versus this Greek trash. Y'all look at this, and we got to make sure when we translate as translators, nothing can contradict itself with another scripture. Or else it's wrong. Nothing in the Brit Hadash, in the New Testament, can contradict the Tanakh. Nothing. There cannot be any contradictions in the word of Yahuwah. I mean, you agree with that? None. So when we translate, we do not allow any contradictions. We stop. We take our time. We are responsible. You can't just take something and write it out. Now, I'm going to give you the real translation. Here we go. Get ready, Jeffrey. 1 Corinthians, Corinthians, chapter 8. From the true scriptures, which you guys are going to have in your hands. Let's go. Now I will speak concerning things sacrificed to idols. We know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge can make a person arrogant if not used correctly, but love builds people up. 2, in fact, people who think they know a lot, they do not really know anything at all. 3, But Alua knows exactly who loves him. 4. So, concerning the actual food that is sacrificed to idols. First, we know there is only one Alua. And we also know that false Elohim gods do not really exist in the world. 5. There are many so-called Elohim masters in heaven and on earth, but none of them really exist. 6. However, for us as believers, there is only one Alua, the Father. All things come from him, and we belong to him, and there is only one master, Yahuwah Mashiach. All things exist through him, and we live through him. 7. But those who have not come to the knowledge of Alua and Yahuwah Mashiach, they do not know this. Some of them have been used to eating food sacrificed to idols because they truly believe what they were doing is right. Their conscience is weak and has been damaged. 8. As for us, keep in mind that food in and of itself will not actually bring us closer to Alua. As far as salvation goes, food itself does not give us salvation. Get ready? Here we go. 9. This is where they got all corrupt a while ago. Watch the real translation. 9. You know that you have the right to eat anything that is considered food. Look at that translation, family. Come on, Yahuwah. I'm looking at the Aramaic writings, and I can tell exactly what Paul is writing there and what he's meaning. What he's saying is, you know that you have the right to eat anything that is considered food. See how important that is? Is pork considered food? No. Is food sacrificed to idols considered food? No. So everything that is considered food, keep going, Jay, and you know not to use food in any idolatrous way, but do not use this knowledge that gives you freedom to cause new believers who are learning what is right to fall. Y'all see that? So Shaul is talking to new believers that are coming out of paganism. That's what's going on. Corinth was full of pagans. These people were used to sacrificing food to idols. So what Shaul is telling them is, hey, we got to teach these new believers what food really is. Right? We got to teach them. Right? Now, what he's saying is, you know that you are free and that you can eat anything that's considered food. Now, watch in verse 10 what the right translation says. Watch this. Suppose you, the person who has knowledge, becomes disobedient through your freedom. See? Watch this. You know that you got the right to eat anything that's considered food. You can eat you some beef. You can eat you some chicken. You can eat you some turkey. You can eat some deer. You can eat some elk, right? You know you can eat any of that. Now, the point is, can you eat any of that in a temple that's being used with that same meat, that same beef? That nice steak, can that nice steak that you want, that ribeye, can that ribeye that is in a idol's temple that they done threw up on the altar, seared it up, got it all nice and juicy for you, put a baked potato with it, with some salad. Can you go in that temple and then eat that steak? Can you do that as a follower of Yahuwah? No, you cannot. That's idolism. That's what Shaul's talking about. And I translated it the right way. Listen, suppose you, The person who has knowledge becomes disobedient through your freedom. And you decide to eat food sacrificed to idols in an idol's temple. Won't the new believer be encouraged to eat food sacrificed to false Elohim idols too? That's the right translation right there. Right there. That's the right translation. I'm going to read it again. Y'all tell me how important this translation is. Let's go. Suppose you, the person who has knowledge, become disobedient through your freedom and you decide to eat food sacrificed to idols in an idol's temple. Won't the new believer be encouraged to eat food sacrificed to false Elohim idols too? Yes, they will. They'll think, oh, you did it. I can do it. That's what Shaul's talking about. Verse 11, the new brother or sister who may be weak is now destroyed by your knowledge through your disobedience. Verse 12, you have sinned against Mashiach and against your brother or sister by leading them astray while their conscience is still weak and growing. Perfect translation. 13, therefore, do not eat food sacrificed to idols or anything else that will cause your brother or sister to stumble. Hallelujah, Yahuwah! What y'all gonna do with that? Y'all just heard the truth, and not one scripture on earth has got it right. If it's not from the Aramaic and the Hebrew, we haven't found one. And I'm going to be bold and say, I don't think it exists. We scroll through apps. I said, this can't, everybody can't have this. Because usually in translation, somebody at least is kind of right. Man, I'm telling y'all, even the translations that have removed the, listen, y'all know what we do. Go in there. I want y'all to put verse 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Y'all put it in the chat. Go start finding them. Y'all know how we do it. Any version you want, everybody put 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9 and then post it in the chat. But make sure you put what version it's from. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to get something to drink. I want y'all to learn on this Shabbat. Y'all learning. This is unbelievable. Watch this nonsense. Go get any version you want. Watch. All new people, watch this. And if you new, you can go on any type of software. You can go to Bible Gateway. You can go to all kinds of different stuff. And then you can just copy and paste 1 Corinthians 8, verse 9 and 10. I want you to put verse 8, 9, and 10 in. We're going to read them, and then I'm going to reread the true scriptures, and you're going to see it start different. All right, here goes the Amplified version. Catherine's got it. She says, only be careful that this liberty of yours, this power to choose, does not somehow become a stumbling block that is a temptation to sin, to the weak in conscience. Hold on. What do you think, Daniel Hamilton? You see it? Y'all put some 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9 and 10 from all different translations. All right, so she got verse 10 in there. She put verse 9 and then 10. For if someone sees you, look at that, Catherine, from the Amplified. If someone sees you, watch this, a person having knowledge, eating in an idol's temple. Then if he is weak, will he not be encouraged to eat things sacrificed to idols? That's saying, hey, you can go in the temple and eat. But you know what? That might cause a new person to fall because they don't know that you can eat food by idols. Come on, y'all. Put it in the chat. We should already have this chat lit up. What y'all waiting on? Let's go, fam. Come on. We got software all over the place. Come on down. You know this is clear. I want y'all to put 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, any translation you want to pick. Put it in the chat. put it in the chat. Y'all gonna crack up. I'm just gonna sit back. Yeah. All right. Here go. Now, y'all know I'm not gonna call out if they got the pagan names moved, but removed, but I'm gonna read one. So Christian Soups put in verse 9, so chapter 8, 9. But look to it, lest someone, this right of yours, becomes a stumbling block to those who are weak. Now watch when you put verse 10 in. Watch this. Watch when you put verse 10 in. Not verse 8. I want 9 and 10. Especially 10. And put the version y'all got. Now look at 10. Christian's got in there. Look at it. But look at that, Christian. Look what it says, Christian. For if anyone sees you have knowledge eating in an idol's place. In what situation ever, Christian, family, can you be eating in an idol's place and that not be idolatry? You have violated the second commandment. Look at Daniel. What are you doing in a pagan temple in the first place? That's what I'm saying. That's the point, Daniel. They're writing. Look at this. Look at these. All right. Stephanie, you got one in there. So Stephanie's got 8. She got 9 and 10 in there from a version that has removed the pagan names, but how do we know they are still Greek influenced? How? I keep saying, man, I got respect. I thank these folks that removed the pagan names and helped me a lot. But do y'all see when I kept having to translate the translations? This is what I'm talking about. I knew that that's wrong. Now look what Stephanie from Hawaii put. But take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours becomes a stumbling block to them that are weak. For if any man see you which have knowledge sit to eat in an idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat the things which are offered to idols? What that's saying is you have the right to eat meat that in a pagan's temple, in an idol's temple. That's what that's saying. But don't do it in front of a new believer because their conscience might be weak. Look at that, Daniel, you're right. Daniel says, so it's given permission to eat and meat sacrificed to idol. What a mess. It's a mess. What do you think about that, Blake? When you got to copy and paste that in, y'all tell me what y'all think about this. Look at that, Jeruel, ship. What do you think about that? They're saying, in those translations, you can eat meat that's offered to idols, anything you want. But don't do it in front of a new believer because they, it's kind of like twisted because they know it's wrong. Y'all got to think of how twisted this is. They know it's wrong and in their conscience, they will get discouraged. Look at the New King James. Elizabeth's got it in there. For if anyone sees you who have knowledge eating in an idol's temple, will not the conscience of him who is weak be emboldened to eat those things offered to idols? Look at this. Come on. Look at that. Megan's got it. Megan says, Brother Jay, I have understood it exactly as you said. They translated it. If you are weak, you can't eat it. But if you can handle it, then it's okay. Look at that. They're giving permission. Look at this. Are y'all looking in the chat? Look at all these different verses. Look, it don't make sense, Stephanie said. NIV version. Jermaine got the NIV in there. Verse 10. For if someone with a weak conscience sees you with all your knowledge eating in an idol's temple, won't that person be emboldened to eat what is sacrificed to idols? This is crazy, y'all. Donna, you're right. It's disgusting. Saint No More just says, y'all never compromised to eat. No. He not. Is all of a sudden he gonna change and say you can go eat things? That's why you will see people, they'll go, oh, Shaul, Paul's a false prophet. Y'all have heard it before. They'll call Paul, Shaul, a false prophet. You want to know why? Because the Greek translations pin him to be a false prophet. That's a fact. Because if we took the Greek translation, all of us would have to say, Paul is a false prophet. We would have to say it. That's a fact. That's a fact. Aaron Tavares has got it down. Yep. That's right. Look at all these in here. ESV. For anyone sees you, Lisa put it in here from the English Standard Version. If anyone sees you who have knowledge eating in an idol's temple, will he not be encouraged if his conscience is weak to eat food offered to idols? Twisted. Look at Suhey. I'm left completely speechless. I'm so thankful for you, Brother Jay, for revealing the truth. Praise God. This stuff was heavy on me yesterday, y'all. Yes, it was heavy on me. What version is that, Kadash Mo? You got to give us the version. Because I want people to see it. Come on, Sophia, put it in there. That's right, hypocrisy. Yeah. Okay, hold on now. Luya put one in. This is the one that has put in the, they've removed the pagan name. Let's see what they say, Luya. Verse 10. If anyone sees you who have knowledge eating in an idol's place, shall not his conscience, if he is weak, be built up to eat offerings to idols. And you got to see what it says before and after. It says you can eat anything. So if they see you who can just eat anything, even to idols, is what that's saying, then if they got a weak conscience, their conscience might convict them. It's the most twisted thing ever. Y'all know it. It's gross. Yamani, how you feel about that, y'all? Full court press, Daniel said, for the called out ones. Come on. Joyful, that's right. The Greek literally, and y'all got to understand, did those Greeks, did the politicians, did they like Shaul? Did they like him at all? No. They had him in prison. Don't y'all remember? He was in prison a lot. And it was the Greeks that was throwing him in prison. Because he went and took the word to the Goyim, the Gentiles, quote, Greeks. He's the one that took it there. So look what they've done. Those rulers said, we're going to paint Paul to be a false prophet, completely discredit him. None of y'all looked at it that way. Think about that. None of y'all looked at it that way until now. Because now you coming into the light with real translation. See, now we got everybody coming into the light. The reason you feel the way you feel is because now you coming into the light. But you also understand me. Like Saint No More just said, woe to you scribes and you Pharisees. Woe to you translators. Woe to you Christian churches. Woe. Woe to you Erasmus. Woe to you Constantine. Woe to all of you preachers and pastors in them pulpits, went to seminaries, and you bought into the Greek lie. Woe to you, because you're perpetuating the lie. Not one translation that we've been able to find has got this translated right. Right. You got to make a choice on this, family. You see? Woe to you, Ptolemy. That's right, Blake. Woe to you, writers of the Septuagint. Think about this. You got to make a choice. I'm going to end with this. You got to make a choice. Either Paul is a false prophet. That's really where I'm going with this. Y'all wouldn't expect me to bring this angle. Either Paul is a false prophet or Kappa was right about Paul. So Yahusha said, I'm going to build my entire assembly, pagan word church. I'm going to build my entire assembly on Kappa, Peter. That's what Yahusha said when he was on earth. Are y'all with me? Slow down. Take a deep breath. Look. Duran said his head's hurting. Yeah, no. You ain't got to have your head hurting. You got to take a deep breath. It's all right. Yahuwah bringing you into the light. It's hallelujah time. That's why the true scriptures is here. Most important project in the world is at tsnt.org. And that's a fact. Because one or two things got to happen. Either we got to peg Paul as a false prophet. And that means if we got to peg Paul as a false prophet, that means we got to go against what Kappa said. When Kappa, who was commissioned by Yahusha to have the entire assembly, including us, we're built off the back of Kappa. And so he's saying, this strongest one, my strongest one, who I'm going to humble, who's going to deny me, and he's going to learn that he will never do it again. He's already strong. He's going to go through a lesson, and he's going to become the strongest. The strongest. Who gave the message coming out of the upper room when the set-apart spirit fell on the believers? All those apostles, emissaries were in that room. Who's the one that came out and talked first to all the people as everybody else stood around? Who? Kappa. Peter walked out. And what Kappa said is, all who call on the name of Yahuwah shall be saved. And Kappa also said, Brother Shaul, Paul, he writes to y'all all the great things that Eloah has given him to say. He's our brother. But his words are hard to understand, which the twisted and unstable, they twist his words to their own destruction. I believe Kappa. What y'all believe? I believe Peter, Kappa, when he said that Shaul's writings are hard to understand and people are going to twist them. And I believe Yahuwah Mashiach now, I believe he had Kappa write that way so that the twisted people would get smoked out easy. You understand? That's what I believe. And I believe that the translators knew exactly what they were doing when they translated this way. So by the way, who would want you to accept the practice of idols? The Catholic Church. Who is the beast power of the world right now? The Catholic Church. They want you to accept idolism, that you can eat food sacrificed to idols, which is what they do every week in their churches. They do it every week. And they want you to accept it. So they do little nuances, and they use Paul more than anybody to deceive the entire world. And now here comes this big old spotlight called Promote the Truth and the Truth Scriptures. And we go with a foghorn going, we caught y'all lying. We got y'all. Now you think you think these people like us? Oh, no. They hate us. They've been chasing me for years. They've been trying to kill me for years. They smear me. They set me up. They drag me. They do all the stuff that Yahuwah and the emissaries, the apostles, said would happen to true believers. They drag me just like that. They drag my wife just like that. They hate promote the truth. They hate what we're doing. Y'all got to decide. Are you part of the 144 that will eventually be part of the 144,000? Are you part of the narrow gate? Are you part of the wide gate that leads to destruction? Are you willing today to say, nope, no more? I have an opportunity to shine this light to all four corners of the world. It's called the True Scriptures. And my support gets it out there. Everybody go to tsnt.org and keep moving the ball forward. The more we can expose, look, we're rocking. Tens of thousands of people have, since we did this campaign, have joined the channel and they're hitting the subscribe button. They're getting notifications. They're seeing all the new videos. We got like some awesome new videos coming out. Two or three ripping videos coming out. It's high dollar production. We would like to have you support it while we're translating and releasing translations. Y'all got Bereshit about to get released on the digital platform. You got to the 31st to finish up this portion of the campaign. Our goal is to have the Brit Hadash, the New Testament, done sometime in pagan month, April. To have it done sometime in there. But we want the whole world to hear it coming out. And that's just marketing, promotion, that's dollars. That's what that is. We just keep pumping it out. Thousands of dollars we're putting out in marketing. Thousands. And it's working. But we need the support at tsnt.org. I'm going to keep blowing this stuff up. I keep translating. I could have done it the other day with something. I just got to pick my spot so I can keep translating. But literally, I can do one of these every day on different chapters. Go, look at this mess. I tell Lena all the time. Lena's always shaking her head. I go, I can go do another live right now and blow them up. But I'll be able to do them post-production of the scriptures. Y'all wait till we get through 2024. 2025, I'm going off the charts. When we got the whole thing translated, and now it's done, and it's in full circulation, and we can just come on and go into production, and we can put out video after video, live after live, support material after support material. Guess who's going to be responsible for getting Yahuwah back here the fastest? We are. How many of you say, send me? We are. Everybody that supports TSNT.org, your name going down in an eternal history book. I'm telling you, you're going to see your name in eternity. You're going to see it. Remember, Brother Jay told you, when we see each other on the other side of this body, you're going to watch me walk up to you and say, Yahuwah sent me, remember? And you accepted it. And that's why we're rocking together for eternity. Because we were willing to go through all the scorching we had to go through to get this truth out there. That's what we do at Promote the Truth. It ain't for the faint of heart, I promise you. I didn't have to come up here and do this. I could have took a whole different route in my life and had the world love me. I could have done it. Trust me. I can prove it too. But guess what? They hate me because I carry his name and his truth and I understand it. And I can sit down and look at that nonsense as an elder in the kingdom. I can look at it and go, nope, that's wrong. And nobody can challenge it. Nobody. They haven't put the time, the effort, the energy, and they're not carrying Yahuwah's spirit in them, because if they are carrying his spirit, they only will agree with these writings. They're going to go, yep. Because any other way makes the scriptures a contradiction, and that can't be true. Any other way. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. We'll be back here tomorrow, New Moon Day, with a special broadcast. We've got all kinds of things to update you on. Hey, batches of shipments are going out every day. It's a lot of work on everybody that met the 12/31 date, right, for your true scriptures, the TSNT packages, bronze, silver, gold. All of you, there's batches going out every day, And probably sometime next week, they have all the batches out. So when you get an email, it'll say, hey, there's a shipment coming. That ain't you ordering something. That's you. That's our team getting the orders in with our warehouses to send out your stuff, right? That we promised you in those packages. If you go to tsnt.org, everybody here can get to at least bronze qualified by 331, pagan month, March 31st. And then sometime in April, we look to send out those packages, April or May, for everybody that came in from January up until March 31st. Those packages go out sometime in April or May to all of you that get bronze qualified or higher. But your support is absolutely appreciated right now. Y'all put something in, put some fire emojis in the chat if your brother blew this thing up with y'all today. If we came together as a family and we tore down some massive deceptions together today, put some fire emojis in the chat so we can go out of here the right way. I love y'all. Appreciate y'all. And I'll catch y'all back here tomorrow on New Moon Day. See you. Bye-bye.